Entertainment Weekly says about Seeking a Friend for the End of the World that it, quote, can be mistaken for a soft, sentimental story about a lonely, middle-aged sad sack whose encounter with a quirky young woman inspires him to make amends with his past and face his future with new serenity, unquote. And I have to agree, because that's about what I took it to be. Except that it's not sentimental, and I can't see that Steve Carell changes much from his initial numbness or faces his past in a new way. And, of course, there is no future for him to face because the asteroid is going to hit the Earth in a matter of days. Credit Seeking a Friend with avoiding almost all of the cliches I regarded as inevitable, but it does so at the cost of practically everything else. It starts with some neat satire on broadcasting and business operations and pops off at broadcast news pretty consistently, and it's refreshingly free of mush about families. But unless it's making a point about people's not responding to an emergency at all, perhaps a comment on our refusal to pay attention to global warming, I can't see it making much of a point. There are a couple touches of hedonism and maybe one about people building bomb shelters and buying ammunition against cosmic destruction, but by getting Carell and Keira Knightley out of town and onto the road, it turns into pretty much just another Strangers on a Journey story like The Way, which was a good deal better. I would have expected some kind of religious revival, because there is no other source of hope. But I do have to admit that Seeking a Friend for the End of the World set me to thinking what I would do if the world was going to end in 3 weeks. And I'm still thinking about it. Jim Erickson, over and out.